Since the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives didn't allow for hearings on this issue, Democratic Representative Huffman, with leader Nancy Pelosi at his side, convened this forum as a substitute and rebuke.
We're here to focus on one of many threats, unfortunately, right now to our land, water, and wildlife that we're facing from the Trump administration, and that is Executive Order 13795, which is a sham review of all designations and expansions of national marine sanctuaries and national monuments since 2007. Now, think about that for a second. This president wants to keep monuments to Confederate leaders and their rebellion against the United States, but he wants to shut down public national monuments that protect uniquely American landscapes and oceans for future generations. There should have been congressional hearings and extensive public comment on his attempt to reverse public protections for these special places. Unfortunately, there was not. And so we're taking matters into our own hands today so that the people can actually be heard. Here on the north coast of California, here in Northern California, we're very privileged to have several marine sanctuaries, the Monterey Bay, Cordell Bank, and the Greater Farallones. We also have the California Coastal National Monument, protecting thousands of islands and reefs along the coast and thousands of acres onshore to provide public access. These are areas where we ban oil drilling and deep sea mining. They're not only beautiful, but these areas are vital for our coastal economy. They support tourism, the fishing industry, and many other sectors. And what's astounding about President Trump's attempt to destroy these much-needed ocean protections is that protecting special marine areas has never before been a partisan issue. President George W. Bush designated our nation's first four national marine monuments. And no president has ever attempted to revoke a predecessor's national monument designation, no matter how controversial that designation may have been initially.
Huffman went on to introduce Nancy Pelosi, whose prepared remarks covered the value of our marine sanctuaries for fishing, research, and recreation. But she made sure to leave her prepared remarks to address, if even obliquely, the feeling in the room that although the president has been stepping over many bright lines lately, resistance to his policies has been strong and often successful.
It was the public outcry that saved the Affordable Care Act. It was patients, groups, families with telling their stories. You're speaking from your experience of the value of our coastal waters. You're treasuring it, valuing it. This is God's creation. And even if you do not share that religious belief, we all share the moral responsibility, as we've all will mention, to pass on this planet to future generations. The oceans are the lifeblood, are central to it. So know your power.
When you speak out, said Pelosi, we're here to listen. Next week, more from this congressional forum, including the remarks of other legislators, experts, and members of the public who addressed the assembled crowd. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.